Hello?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the program, sir.
In 1974, I was in my fifth year at Memphis State University, and I was a member of a seance group for several years, and we were being plagued with lower spirits. And as a group, we decided to acquire four books to help us ward off these spirits. One was a direct translation of the Bible, not a King James Version. We wanted a concordance to help us locate various topics to help us understand the Bible. We wanted an Apocrypha, the 13 books of the old Bible that was removed in subsequent editions of the King James Version.
Right.
And we wanted to get a book that would talk about the daily lives of the people when the Bible was written, in hopes that we could better understand the Bible by understanding when it was written and their daily lives. About 2 weeks after this decision, I got a call one morning from another member of the group, and she said, I never read the classifieds and the one ads, those little two- and three-line ads. There's thousands of them in a newspaper. But today I felt compelled, and I have centered on this one ad, and I have to go there. It was a little junk sort of shop on the other side of Memphis. And the strange thing, she said, is that you have to go with me. So I agreed, and I picked her up, and we finally found this little place, and we walked in, and it was one of those junk shops where half of it was large old furniture, and the other half was little bric-a-brac and small objects. So I stood at the front of the store while Sylvia was kind of rummaging through the furniture,
mm-hmm.
and I looked down this aisle about 50 feet, and there was an old table there with a bunch of old books on it. And, George, it was as if someone placed their hand on my shoulder. I walked directly to the table. I took this large old Bible that was falling apart, and I just cracked it open. It was one of those old Bibles from the 1800s that's about 6 or 7 inches thick.
Yeah, my mom's got one of those. They're huge.
When I opened it up, just cracked it open, and it was my grandfather's Bible, because I read in his hands that we moved from Searcy, Arkansas to Brownsville, Tennessee in 1887. And I closed the book up, and I said, we need to go now. And she said, that's why we came, and paid $5 for the book. And now on the way home, as I looking at the book, it was a direct translation of the Bible. It was in the King James Version. It had a large concordance in it. It had the 13 books of the Apocrypha, and it had a whole section on the daily lives of the people when the Bible was written.
Everything you needed.
Everything. Now, a lot of the people that call in, they have things that happen in their experiences, but I actually have a physical object, and I have, of course, the testimony of the person that was with me as well as the person who owned the store. And I asked a mathematician at the college there, Memphis State, what are the odds? He said, well, of the thousands of items, she selects one, and she doesn't normally read it. Of all the people she knows, she calls you and you agree to go. And of all the thousands of items in the store, it's the only one you went to. Of all the thousands of pages in this book, you opened it up. I opened it up to any other page, I probably would have laid it back down and left. And it happened to be the four books we were looking for. He said the odds are huge.
Huge. I would guess in the billions.
Or more. He said it would be a very, very large number, because you multiply each one to get the odds. And that's a true story. And I have the Bible. And I had it rebound. And it's in my home.
That's a great story. Thanks for the call.